Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Glow With It podcast, and if you're new here, welcome. Here we explore all things wellness, lifestyle, and self-growth from a balanced perspective. I'm your host, Jasmine, and today we are diving into a topic that I myself have had a good lesson in recently, and that is on staying aligned on your path and avoiding distractions from your goals in 2023. So before we get into today's episode, I do want to say if you enjoy the topics that we discuss in today's podcast and if you want more of this content in your life, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel as well as my other socials. Everything will be linked in the show notes if you want more lifestyle, wellness, self-growth content in your life. And if you enjoy this podcast and wish to support me and continue growing the podcast, I would also appreciate if you could check out our sponsor for today's episode. I will talk about that later in a moment, but that allows me to do what I love to do, talk about these really important and amazing topics that we love to chat about in this podcast. So everything is always in the show notes, always so appreciated. We are so close to hitting a goal that I set for myself for this year that includes the podcast. And once I hit that goal, I will share what it is and when we reach it. But I am really, really, really excited because we are nearly halfway there. We are actually more than halfway there. But nonetheless, I am very grateful. With all that being said, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So I feel like I started 2023 on a good note. I felt super motivated and focused and just disciplined on my goals and doing the things that I need to do to have the things that I want to have, which is to be expected. I feel like everyone pretty much starts off the new year feeling that way. And recently, like this last week or so, I found myself starting to get distracted and starting to lose focus of what it is that I actually want. And that is what I wanted to talk about in today's episode. If you've ever felt sidetracked by something else, whether it's maybe a new opportunity that seems too good to pass up on, or maybe you found yourself comparing yourself to someone else and now you feel like the things that you've been doing aren't enough, or maybe life is just getting in the way, then I think you'll really resonate with today's episode and the things that I have to share. Because like I said, this last week or so, I found myself losing focus, and not because I was getting lazy or I wasn't showing up for myself. I just found myself questioning my goals and the things that I want and being distracted by what other people are doing and questioning the direction that I'm going in my life, and should I change the direction of my life, and just like all of these other things that I feel like a lot of us tend to deal with. And whatever it is, I know it can feel frustrating to feel like you're constantly being pulled in different directions and that you're not making the progress that you want to be making. And I know staying focused and avoiding distractions is a challenge that many of us face, but the good news in all of this is that it's a challenge that we can definitely overcome with the right mindset and the right tools. And I also believe in moments like this, when we are starting to get distracted from our goals, or we are starting to question our desires and the path that we are on, it can serve as a great opportunity to recalibrate our energy and our life in the right direction. It's kind of like a checkpoint for us to make sure that we are still on the right path, we are still going in the right direction and doing the things that make us happy and that we really want to do. If you felt this way, or you find yourself constantly getting distracted from your goals and comparing yourself or questioning your path and your purpose and things like that, I want to start off by talking about the importance of having a clear vision for what you want for your life, for what you want to achieve, your goals, your desires. Because when you have a clear idea of what you genuinely desire from your heart, it's so much easier to stay focused and avoid getting sidetracked. It also makes it easier to say no to distractions and opportunities that don't align with your goals. And the first step in creating a clear vision for yourself is to get in touch with what you truly want. So asking yourself, what are my passions? What do I value in life? How do I want to live my life each day? How do I want to feel? What impact do I want to leave on others? And I know these are pretty deep and personal questions, and it may take time to get a clear understanding of these things. But once you do have a clear answer on these questions, you can start setting goals that align with those values and with your answers. And something to keep in mind when it comes to your vision and your goals and the path that you want to walk on is that your vision will change and evolve over time as you begin to change and evolve. The things that you wanted 5 years ago might not be the things that you want today, and so on and so forth. And that's totally okay. The key is to be flexible, but stay true to what's important to you. So when you do feel like it's time to make a change in direction or in careers or just in your life goals in general, make sure it's coming from your heart, from your intuition, and it's something that you truly feel called to change. I think one of the most beautiful parts about life is we each can decide who we want to be, the life we want to create for ourselves, the jobs that we have, the partner that we choose. All of those things is in our hands. And while that is exciting to think about, it can also be extremely overwhelming at times, at least in my experience. And when you live life knowing that your world is yours to create, sometimes it can be challenging to decide what is best for you, especially if you are a super indecisive person, and especially with the age of social media where you have everyone sharing how their job, their life path, and their situation is so ideal and dreamy and perfect. For example, the corporate baddies or tech TikTok or stay-at-home mom TikTok or the influencer lifestyle. We're constantly being told how one thing is better than the other, and I've definitely fallen into this same trap myself and questioning my own path and if I should go back to corporate America, 9-to-5 type of life and leave my current lifestyle behind as a full-time content creator. And I then have to quickly snap myself out of it because I know that the 9-to-5 lifestyle is not for me. Not that I think one path is better than the other. It's all relative and it's all about, again, our own values and what we see for our lives and the things that we desire. But I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I've had the 9-to-5 life and I've had my own business. And now being a full-time content creator, I've experienced it all and I've gotten to know myself well enough to know that I am not meant for a 9-to-5 type of life, at least not in this moment. And with so much being thrown at us all the time, and again, everyone showing the best sides of working in tech or being a stay-at-home mom or having a 9-to-5 or being an entrepreneur / business owner, with everyone showing the highlight sides to all of these different types of careers and lifestyles, it's easy to feel confused and not know what path you should take. And that is why knowing yourself is so important and knowing what your values are, because you might find yourself chasing after a dream that isn't even yours to chase. And when you get there, you realize that it's not what you wanted at all. And another thing that I want to mention with choosing the path that is right for you is that you do not have to put yourself in a box. You don't have to just be one thing, do one thing, and live one type of lifestyle or one type of way. We are multifaceted beings and we are allowed to dabble into the things that interest us. And I'm using a lot of career context here just because this is where I'm experiencing it most, but you could really apply this to anything in life. But let's say you are a corporate baddie, as they call them. You work a 9-to-5, you love your job, but you also want to create content on TikTok. Who's to say you can't do both? You can't have both. It isn't one or the other. And I know there are people who try to like place us in boxes and say, you can't be a content creator or an influencer if you have a regular job or vice versa. That does so many people a disservice to place ourselves in just one category and one box, because we all have so much to offer. And if you want to create content and you're a stay-at-home mom, do that. Or if you work a 9-to-5 and you want to be an influencer, do that. Or if you're an influencer but you want to get a part-time job, do that. There's no one here to say that it has to be one way or another. And I think that's also important, because I know a lot of us can limit ourselves by thinking, I can't do that because X, Y, and Z. And that's simply not true. Our path is ours to design and to create for ourselves. So again, the first step in staying aligned and on track with your goals and your desires is to, one, get clear on your vision, understand what your values are, what you truly desire for yourself, and secondly, don't feel like you have to do one thing, be one thing, and put yourself in a box, because you can literally do and be anything that you desire. Another way to stay aligned and avoid distractions is to break down your goals into smaller, more manageable steps. When you have a big goal, it can feel very overwhelming, and it's easy to get sidetracked and not want to make progress towards your goals because you don't even know where to start. But if you break it down into smaller steps, it's easier to stay focused and make progress. And obviously, as you make progress, you'll be more motivated to keep going. So for example, I mentioned that this year, instead of setting monthly goals, I've been setting quarterly goals. And so far, it's been helping me in staying focused so much more easily compared to last year when I was breaking it down monthly. So my quarterly goals stem from my yearly goals that I set for myself. If I look at just the bigger picture, it seems so daunting and overwhelming, but creating these smaller goals and tasks to complete each quarter has made each goal seem so much more manageable. And each quarter, I'm focused on one specific thing or a few specific micro goals as opposed to the bigger picture, which I think is just so helpful in staying focused. Prioritizing your time wisely is also an important factor in staying aligned on your path. We all know how easy it is to get caught up in unimportant tasks and distractions, but it's really crucial to prioritize the things that are truly important to you. And one way to do this is by setting aside specific blocks of time each day to work on your goals and eliminate as many distractions as possible during those times. And with that also comes keeping inventory of the tasks that you are working on each day. Being busy does not equal being productive or moving closer towards your goals. And you want to make sure that you're allocating your time and energy on the things that are actually going to produce results. I feel like I've wasted a lot of time in the past by just doing a lot of busy work that really didn't get me anywhere. It wasn't producing any growth, any results, any money, or anything like that. I was just being busy. And this year, I'm being way more intentional with what I'm choosing to work on, how long I choose to work on something. By doing that, it's helped me produce more results, and I've spent less time having to be productive, but I've seen more growth in numbers, in finances, and just results in general. So that's something to keep in mind if you find yourself constantly losing focus or getting overwhelmed and distracted with your goals. Make sure you're spending your time and energy on things that are actually producing results and getting you closer towards your goals. And of course, with all this being said, we are all about balance here and having a realistic approach. So it's not always all work and no play. That's no way to live either. And I think having these moments in between can really help in keeping the momentum going and not burning out. So I also think it's important to be intentional about how you spend your leisure time as much as how you spend your productive time. So asking yourself if the activities or hobbies that are taking up your time helping you get closer to your goals, or are they adding to your life in any way? And when I say goals, I'm not strictly speaking on productive goals or work-related type of goals. I'm talking about adding value to your life in general. So for example, one of my goals for 2023 is to cultivate new relationships as well as nurture the ones that I have now. So spending my leisure time going and hanging out with my friends, or for example, going to a sound bath healing ceremony with my friend Kayla, which I did this last week, although that might not look productive, that is still helping me get closer to my goal of nurturing my relationships in 2023. And it's also helping me get closer to becoming my best self in 2023 as well. So it's really about being mindful and intentional with your time and making sure that the things that you are choosing to do, whether in your leisure time or your productive work time, are all things that are adding to your life. And that could be adding fun, adding memories, laughter, joy, healing, connection, growth, health, wealth. We want to make sure that everything we're doing is adding value to our life in one way or another. And finally, one of the most important things that you can do to stay focused and avoid distractions is to surround yourself with a supportive community. Having people who believe in you and support your goals really can make all the difference. And having people who know you really well can help in keeping you on track with your goals and with your desires. A perfect example of this is me with my boyfriend and vice versa. Recently, he's been in the process of making a career change and, you know, just finding the right path for him. And me knowing him very, very well, I know what he desires out of life. I know what his values are. I know what he's really looking for out of his career. And as he's been in this process of transitioning his career, I felt that he was contemplating making a choice that wasn't necessarily of his highest good, but was more of a safe, logical choice. And when I recognized that that's what he was doing, I was able to kindly ask him, does this align with what you really want, or does it just seem like something you should be doing, or is your fear getting in the way of going after what you really want to do? And after talking about it more, he realized that the direction that he was thinking of going in within his career wasn't what he actually wanted to be doing, and he just got distracted by what other people are doing and what he felt he should be doing. And he was also giving into his limiting beliefs and his fears. And after having this conversation and kind of putting to the forefront what he was actually doing, he was able to recognize that he wasn't staying on track with his desires and his goals, and he was getting sidetracked by life and outside sources. And having that conversation really helped him to open his eyes to what he was doing and get him back on track. And he's definitely been that for me as well when I've fallen into that same trap and in those same patterns of listening to my limiting beliefs and my fears. And it's so helpful to have someone by your side to keep you in check and remind you of what it is that you actually want out of life and out of your goals, and making sure you're staying aligned and focused towards those things. So that is my guide on how to stay aligned and focused in 2023 when it comes to your path, your goals, and your desires. We talked about the importance of having a clear vision, not putting yourself in one box, breaking down your goals into smaller steps so it's less overwhelming, being intentional with your time, whether that's productive time or leisure, self-care time, and surrounding yourself with a supportive community. And by following these tips, I really believe you can stay focused and avoid distractions so you can stay aligned with your path. And I mentioned at the beginning of this episode how these moments can be used as opportunities to recalibrate our energy and focus on what it is that we want. And what I mean by that is, after falling off track for a second this last week, and now that I've reminded myself of these things and what I really want, I feel re-inspired once again to continue doing what I've been doing and keep making progress forward, because I really was so excited doing the work that I was doing, and I felt so good each day just showing up for myself and working on my goals, and now I feel re-inspired to do those things again. So now I'm excited to get back on track and continue moving forward on my path and towards my goals, and continue seeing the momentum building. And I'm sure there will be moments throughout this year where I need to remind myself to get back in alignment, and that's totally okay, because I know that I have the tools and the resources to get back on track and stay aligned and focused with my goals. So with that being said, I hope you found today's episode helpful on staying aligned and avoiding distractions. And as a final reminder, be sure to check out our sponsor for today's episode, BetterHelp. You can go to betterhelp.com/glowwithit to get 10% off your first month at therapy. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.